Israel today began its historic withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Soldiers are delivering evacuation orders to the Jewish settlers who live there. Many of them refuse to leave, though. In 48 hours, the soldiers will begin evicting them. Out of 1,600 Jewish families in Gaza, about 300 have left so far. NPR's Linda Gradstein was in the largest Gaza settlement, that's Nava Dakalim, today, and she filed this report.
As the sun rose, hundreds of young protesters gathered next to the main gate of Neve Dakalim for morning prayers. They locked the gate and said they would not allow the soldiers and police to come in and distribute the evacuation orders. Soon after the prayers ended, a convoy of buses carrying Israeli police and soldiers arrived. They lined up on the road opposite the settlement's gate as the temperature climbed above 100 degrees. The settlers confronting them sang biblical verses praying for God to save them. Most of the young protesters here do not live in Gaza. They have come in recent weeks, many of them from settlements in the West Bank, to help resist the withdrawal. The chief of staff this week said an estimated 5,000 people have infiltrated in recent weeks. Like Matan Pe'er, who came here a few days ago, they believe passionately that the withdrawal is a mistake and it must not happen.
It's like you're expecting for a miracle to happen, because you just look at these people, they have their belief is so deep, and they're here not for the money, not for a good life, not for convenience, not for luxury. They're here for their beliefs and their ideals.
It is these outsiders who are leading the confrontation with the police and soldiers. Overnight, on the road outside Neve Dakalim, they slashed the tires of four army jeeps. Both the army and the leaders of the Jewish settlers here say these young people could be drawn into violence against the soldiers. After a two-hour standoff at the gate of Neve Dakalim, settler leaders called for reinforcements to move to the back gate of the settlement, where about 100 soldiers had broken through and were going to deliver the eviction orders. Hundreds of youth rushed to the gate where they confronted the soldiers. They burned a few tires and scuffled with the soldiers. Then small groups of settlers tried to convince each soldier to refuse orders. Look me in the eye, one yelled. I am coming in the name of the Jewish people. Don't do this disgusting thing. How will you live with yourself after this? The soldiers were clearly prepared for this, and most of them listened stoically. A few tried to talk to the protesters, but at least one soldier collapsed in tears and hugged the settler standing opposite him. He said he wanted to refuse orders, but he just couldn't. Eventually, the soldiers went away without delivering the evacuation orders. But military officials say that come Wednesday, when the evictions begin, they will do whatever is necessary to evacuate the settlements. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.